noting that many underlying problems which could probably trigger global financial crises have not been solved, President Xi made several proposals to the BRICS nations.
第一，我们要推进结构性改革。
First, we should advance structural reforms and innovate growth patterns to build up an open economy. Second, we should continue to boost the South-South cooperation and North-South dialogue in a bid to strive for a strong, sustainable, balanced, and inclusive global growth. Third, we should jointly tackle global challenges, such as natural disasters, infectious diseases, and terrorism, to seek a long-term peace and stability of the international community.
The president also called for enhancing the representation and voice of emerging market economies and developing countries in the process of global governance reforms, so that a new type of international relations based on cooperation and mutual benefit can be built. He said BRICS members should enhance cooperation and deepen partnerships to seek common development, especially through the BRICS New Development Bank and the contingent reserve arrangement which were established in 2014. President Xi also warned against all forms of protectionism, urging BRICS countries to take the lead in opening up an international cooperation. To achieve that goal, several sectors should be prioritized, including economy and trade, financial circulation, infrastructure, and people-to-people exchanges. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on the BRICS members to play a bigger role within major multilateral frameworks such as the G20 and WTO. He urged closer cooperation in a variety of areas including economy and trade, finance, investment, and infrastructure.
We recognize the positive contribution of BRICS countries to global economic growth after the 2008 financial crisis. We feel that it is necessary for economies to make public investment in long-term infrastructure projects, coordinate microeconomic policy, drive growth, and promote world trade and manufacturing with renewed vigor.
President Xi announced that China is to hold the rotating chair of BRICS next year and host its 9th summit in the southeastern city of Xiamen in September. He said China expects to work with all parties to implement the consensus reached at previous summits and deepen their partnerships.
China is a staunch supporter and participant of the BRICS group and sees BRICS cooperation as one of the diplomatic priorities. We believe that BRICS cooperation will promote world peace, stability, and prosperity.
After the summit, the BRICS members jointly issued the Goa Declaration, looking to play a bigger role in and contribute more to the global governance system. The declaration covers a variety of fields, including climate change, environmental protection, and global security. This year marks the 10th anniversary of BRICS, which grouped together Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. President Xi knows that the 5 BRICS countries have been responsible for about half of the global GDP growth recorded in the past 10 years. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.